What can you tell us about your lineup? Who's in, who's out tonight?
The guys that took the option yesterday are both in the lineup. The guys, the maintenance guys, and then we got a decision to make at game time.
Tucker Coleman, one of those decisions? Both,
correct.
What will determine whether or not he gets in health or something else?
Both. I'm just being honest. Both.
What up front, Marco, looking for Joel? Or
correct.
What's been missing from Joel's game in the first two?
Oh, you know, just some quickness. I think his injury at training camp set him back. He's got a good set of hands, but if your feet aren't going, you have a tendency to turn the puck over like we've seen a couple times in his first two. So it's struggled, and you have a tendency to lose your confidence when you're a guy that plays with the puck. So you got to get those legs back right so he can get himself into the holes and make the plays that he can make.
Can you keep a 10 on that third line?
Correct.
Just discuss your goaltenders. I know you talked a bit about it yesterday, but just the decision to start Connor tonight and to give Mace a bit of a break, kind of what goes into
it. Was a break. It was exactly that, a bit of a break. He's seen a lot of action, more than he needed to in Calgary, for sure. Helly's a good goaltender. He started most nights for us last year, so he's excited about this tonight.
What have you seen from Connor over the last week? He's sort of adjusting to the...
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the goalie after the game.
He didn't want to talk today either.
Smart man.
Smart.
Focused. He watched the last two games.
The finish that Matthew Grow had last year, and I mean, at least offensively, the start this year. What do you like about the way that he's kind
the
of
offensive part of it? So he had a pretty significant injury last year and tried to play through it, and clearly he struggled for half a season, and we got him back out on the wing and got his confidence and his legs back, and he was such a good player for us. I like more than anything is compete. He's not a big fella, but he gets into the corners and there's some sort of collision or mess in the corner when he's done and people are picking up equipment, but he gets on the puck and he makes really good small area plays with it, but he's got a great intensity level for the game.
When things are going the way they are right now, is he a guy that more leads by example, or is he a veteran voice in there as well?
Yeah, he's for this French-speaking part of our group, he does that. He's a good pro, you know. He's a gamer, and the way he plays on the ice certainly is an example to all players.
They play McDavid and Draisaitl together. Is it a D-pairing matchup for you? Is it a line?
Well, you're on the road. You're going to have more than one. Mm-hmm. Based on Connor's start, there may not be one in the league for him. I mean, he's that good. So we're going to have two lines that can play out there against him and match that speed and two sets of D. But they won't let us play them at the same time, so that's a problem.
Is Ben Camp, you know, reaffirming your defensive system and putting stuff in place and getting everything ready, and then you start the season and your team appears to have maybe not picked enough of it up or forgotten it? Or
not really where we need to be in game two. So there's still 80 of them. We can get better. That's the positive.
Can you resurrect? Like, is it just a process of keeping the same thing that you've been teaching through camp going, or do you need to tweak? Does it need to change?
No. We can tighten our game up quite a bit. There are big chunks. The starts of both our games we like an awful lot. Handling the failure of a goal against, and it's not game 82 and where it's the deciding game whether you make it or you don't. But I think we've had a little bit of that in terms of the emotions of our game and haven't handled that quite as well as we will hopefully tonight.